Our reading this morning is taken from Matthew chapter 5, starting at verse 1. And it starts off with, "Now when he," that means Jesus, "now when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them, saying, 'Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you.'" This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks
be to God. Tim.
Morning, everyone. Let's have a prayer, shall we? Father, we pray that you'll open our hearts to your word and your word to our hearts. Well, we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Can any young person here tell me which person this church is named after? Anyone? Anyone know? Any young person? No one. Do you know? Who is it? Can you tell me? Saint Andrew. Well done. You get a reward for that.
That was the correct answer.
Now I have here the first medal that I won at school. And I won this at Sports Day. It's got a runner on the front. So I wonder whether you can guess what I won that for. Anyone guess?
Running?
I would have said running. It was a sack race. I was 7 years old, and it was, junior school. First year at junior school. Oh, there's a very good-looking guy there holding two trophies. And I think he was 14. Very snazzy top he's got on there. And he's carrying a couple of trophies, one for the 100 metres and one for the 800 metres at senior school. Do you know who that is? It's me, yeah. Look at all the hair. I shaved it off recently. We know about rewards, don't we? In sport, if you do well, you win a prize or a trophy. If you win a game, you score points and you might get some prizes. We have competitions on TV, don't we? And contestants win money or holidays or other consumer goods. In business or industry, if someone gets does a really good job, they may get a bonus. They may even get a pay rise. A friend emailed me one time to say that she was having a long weekend, but she was going to have to take unpaid leave on the Friday and the Monday. But her boss said to her, "Well, you've done such a good job, you can have those days," which was very kind of him, wasn't it? A very kind gesture. That's a reward for a job well done. I wonder if you've got a boss like that. Maybe you are the boss. We know all about rewards, don't we? They're part and parcel of everyday life. And it was the same in Jesus' day. But maybe you noticed Jesus' teaching that Sheila just read about rewards in that reading from Matthew's Gospel. That reading came at the start of what's called the Sermon on the Mount, a special long session of teaching that Jesus gave to his disciples and the crowds that gathered to hear him and to be healed by him. And he says, "Blessed are those." It's an interesting word, blessed. But what does it mean to be blessed? Far from being a prissy or sentimental kind of word, to bless means to command good. But even that, it's more than that, because the word in the original text, Makarios, means happy, So to be blessed means to be made happy by God. The recipients possess the kingdom of God, and they inherit the earth, they're comforted, their hunger is satisfied, they receive mercy, they see God, they're called the sons of God, their heavenly reward is great. So being blessed is very special. And since God is for us, not against us, and because God wants us to know his best, and he wants us to be blessed and to receive his blessings, he wants us to receive from him. Let's remind ourselves of some of them again. What are those characteristics or attitudes that he talks about in the Beatitudes? They are to recognize your need for him, to be humble, to hunger and thirst for justice and righteousness, to be merciful, to be pure in heart, to work for peace, and at times to be willing to be persecuted. But at the end of that description, that description there of Christian qualities, sometimes called the Beatitudes, Jesus adds this: rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. But this is all beginning to sound a bit like effort. It's all beginning to sound a bit like you earn your place in heaven. You have to earn it. You know, live a good enough life and you'll just about get there. Is that what Jesus is saying? No, he's not saying that. There's a problem, because none of us, hand on heart, could say that we always live up to those kind of values that he's just described. We don't. We all fall short. So a better way of understanding the Beatitudes is to see that they are more about grace than about reward. Now, grace is an interesting word, and some people don't understand it, but one way of understanding the word grace is to take each letter and make another word with it. So there we've got grace. And one way of understanding what grace is God's riches at Christ's expense. In other words, that we receive the riches of the heavenly realm because of what Jesus did for us. So it is free to us, but extremely costly to God, because it costs the life of his Son, whom he then raised from the dead. Now, I wonder if you've ever seen the film Saving Private Ryan. Some of you older ones here will have done, I imagine. And it's about the sacrifice of the many for the one. Because the whole idea of that film was about an American soldier. All his brothers had been killed, sadly, in the war. He had his widowed mother at home, and the army said, well, we need to get this son back home to America. So they send a band of troops to go and rescue Private Ryan and get him home. And sadly, as the film progresses, he does eventually get found and rescued. But they all of those soldiers who went to find him get killed, one by one. And the last one, the captain, just before he dies, grabs Ryan to himself and he says, earn it. He says, earn it. And at the end of the film, we see the old Private Ryan now with his family, and he's visiting the war graves of all those who gave up their life to save him. And he turns in tears to his family and he says, I did live a good life, didn't I? You see, that phrase, earn it, had basically crippled him, because he knew that he couldn't live up to what they'd given for him. They'd given their lives for him. And he couldn't live a good enough life. So earn it crippled him. But the good news is that thankfully Jesus does not say to us, earn it. Instead, he says, receive it. Receive God's grace. Receive what Jesus has already accomplished for you. Be great receivers of the blessing and mercy, forgiveness, love, and everlasting life that Jesus has won for us. There's a slave captain called John Newton who took African slaves across the Atlantic to the plantations. He made a lot of money. He became a very wealthy man, did John Newton, until one day he himself was captured and enslaved. And on his rescue, he was coming back across the Atlantic on a ship, and he found a Bible, and he started reading that Bible. And in reading that Bible, he realized who Jesus was. He put his trust in Christ for his salvation, and he became a believer. Now, John Newton went on to get ordained in the Church of England, in the Anglican Church. And he wrote one of the most famous hymns, I'm sure you know of it. He wrote the hymn, Amazing Grace. That former slave captain wrote the hymn, Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. And he said later in life, I'm not the man I ought to be. I'm not the man I wish to be. And I'm not the man I hope to be. But by the grace of God, I'm not the man I used to be. We're here today because you want Jacob to be a great receiver of God's gift of blessing and grace and new life, to become a part of God's family. And let's face it, we are all learners. Whoops, I missed that one. We're all learners in the Christian life. We all have L plates on. We can't learn alone. We learn and grow with the help of the Spirit of God and the help of other believers. Our response to such gracious mercy and love can only be that of worship and service. That places upon us a freedom, a wonderful freedom to live within the knowledge of God's love for us, the freedom to use all the gifts that God has given us in the service of others. Wow.